Friends, throughout this Advent season, we've been studying the various songs that are sung in the first two chapters of Luke's Gospel. And our first song was the song of Mary, the Magnificat, which celebrates the redeeming nature of God. And then we spent 2 weeks studying the song of Zechariah, and the first half of that song is all about the coming Savior, and then the second half is specifically about John's role in preparing the way for the Messiah. And then last week, we jumped ahead in time, and we observed Simeon's song at the end of Luke 2. This morning, Christmas Day, we're going to conclude our study by doing something a little different. We're going to divide today's study into two different meditations. We're going to first take a look at the announcement of Christ's birth by the angel, who specifically this announcement is made to, and what is the first thing that the angel says. And then we're going to conclude our series with the song of the shepherds and the angels, a song of how God is bringing shalom to the entire world through the birth of Jesus Christ. It's the great theme of the Bible, the reunion of heaven and earth. But before we take a closer look at our scene this morning, let's first go to God in prayer. Shall we pray? Mighty God, the shepherds of old were full of your praises, saying that all that they had heard and seen was mirrored by what they had been told. Move among us now with your Holy Spirit, so that we too might hear and experience the wonder and joy of the living word, as we seek to welcome the written word to our very lives. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Your friends, in Jesus Christ, the majority of Christmas concerts are over. Hopefully by now, all of the presents have been bought. Various feast preparations have been made. Christmas Day has finally arrived. And for many, this is a day that is filled with joy and celebration. But unfortunately for many people, the holiday season is often filled with a great deal of stress, worry, even fear. We're stressed about getting everything just right. The decorations, the food, the gifts. We want everything to be just like we envisioned it. We're worried that we might disappoint someone if we don't get it spot on. Whether that person be our spouse, our children, our in-laws. We're afraid of rejection, afraid of failure, and if we're honest, oftentimes there's a sense of fear within us that leads us to try and produce that perfect Christmas. Truth be told, it's the same type of fear that's present in so many other areas of our lives as well. Convinced the reason many people pursue many of the things they do in life is because they're often driven by fear. Don't want to disappoint people. We don't want to be rejected. We don't want to be labeled a failure. And often, we're afraid of the future. We get incredibly anxious when life circumstances are not under our control. We're afraid of bad things happening to us, or worse yet, to someone we love. We're worried about what the future holds, and so we try to control it as much as we can. The presence of this fear, of course, goes all the way back to the garden itself. Before sin entered the world, there was no fear in our lives at all. I guarantee if humanity still had a perfect relationship with God, we would never have any fear. If we were completely filled with God's love, we would not care what we looked like, how other people perceive us. We wouldn't be afraid of rejection, failure. We wouldn't be afraid of current circumstances or what the future held. We wouldn't even be afraid of death itself. The reason why? Because in a perfect relationship with God, we would fully trust Him. Of course, our first parents believed the serpent's lie. The lie that said you need to be in control of your own lives. You need to call the shots. You need to be in charge. And so when Adam and Eve decide to become their own masters, when they decide that they want to be in control, one of the first things they experience as a result of their rebellion is fear. Fear that leads them to try and hide in shame. Of course, this same fear has been passed on to each one of us. At the root of most of our behaviors, even if we can't see it ourselves or are unwilling to acknowledge it, afraid of rejection, afraid of failure. And so oftentimes we try to earn our self-worth. We become slaves to our performance. We constantly seek other people's affirmation. We're afraid of future circumstances we can't control. Afraid of losing everything we love about life. And in our humanity, we're most certainly afraid of death. We're afraid because our trust in God has been eroded in the fall. And at the heart of all our fear, is a lack of trust. A lack of trust in a sovereign God. Here in our passage this morning, one of the first things the angel of the Lord does for the shepherds is address their fear. Heaven is about to descend to earth. Therefore, they no longer need to be afraid. The shepherds, of course, are the outcast of their culture in that day and age. They're the ones living on the margins. They often live out in the fields. They're not able to keep the ceremonial laws. They're often treated as unclean, even by their fellow Jews. And in addition, they're often regarded as liars and thieves, one of the reasons why their testimony was never accepted in court. Shepherds were a despised group of people in those days. Other than lepers, they were considered the lowest class in all of Israel, the untouchables. In our world today, the shepherds might be the ones living on the street, the ones struggling with an addiction, perhaps even mentally ill, people whose lives are often a mess. People who know deep down that as hard as they try, they're failing miserably at being the captain of their own lives. People like us. And of course, this is precisely who God wants to hear the gospel. Broken, lowly sinners whose lives are likely filled with fear and are desperate for grace. As Mary sang in her Magnificat, Jesus came to bring down the thrones of the mighty and to exalt the humble. And so who better to exalt him than these lowly shepherds? We don't even know their names. Interestingly enough, when the angels first appear to them, the initial response isn't one of great joy, but of even more fear. In fact, Luke tells us that they're terrified. I love how one familiar version describes the scene. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. They were sore afraid. And this is true throughout all of Scripture. Whenever God shows up and his glory is revealed, the people are terrified. When we're far from God, we're often scared. But then when God shows up and reveals himself to us, we become even more afraid. Why is that? Well, at least one reason is because God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all. We're afraid of being exposed. We're afraid of others finding out just how flawed we truly are. And the truth is, once again, we're not very good captains of our own soul, and we know it. And in the presence of a holy, perfect God, all of our imperfections are revealed. His beauty shows our ugliness. His glory shows our darkness. It's no wonder the shepherds are sore afraid. Look at the first thing the angel says to them. Fear not. Fear not, or as the NIV translates it, do not be afraid. Why? Because Christmas is coming, and heaven is about to descend. Get ready. For behold, in other words, to the degree that you believe the things that I'm about to tell you, to the degree that you're able to see them, your fear will be taken away. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Well, what kind of child is this? Well, he's a son of David. This is now the sixth time in the first two chapters that Luke has mentioned David. The child born is David's royal son. Secondly, he's a Savior. He's the deliverer who comes to rescue us from our fear of failure, our fear of disappointment, our fear of death. Jesus came to save us from sin, came to save us from our continuous efforts to try and justify ourselves. Through his life and death, Jesus came to save us and keep trying to save ourselves. And how can we trust him to do this? Well, thirdly, because he is also Christ the Lord. Christ is the Greek term for Messiah, the promised one of God. And the Old Testament is filled with prophecies of his coming. Literally, he's the anointed one who will save his people forever. The Jews have been waiting for this for centuries. And now the angel is proclaiming, the Savior has come. And this baby in the manger, he is the Christ child. But not only is he the Christ, he's the Lord. He's the sovereign one. This little baby in the manger is not just the promised Messiah. He's the Kyrios. He's the God-man. Meekness and majesty, manhood and deity in perfect harmony. The man who is God. This baby is God in the flesh. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead seen. And folks, if he's willing to come down here on earth to do all of this for us, well, then I think we can trust him. Trust him to take control of all our fear. Before we move on to the arrival of the other angels and to the song itself, just a quick side note here on who this good news of great joy is both to and for. For unto you is born this day. Those words are like a tag on a Christmas present that says to and from. The angels are placing a tag on the manger that essentially says to the shepherds from God. The gift is personal. Not only is the angel telling them what is happening, but also why it matters. Ordinarily, a child is born to a family. Not only is the angel telling them what is happening, but also why it matters. The immediately family members are the ones who usually receive the gift of a child's life, but in this case, the child is born for the shepherds, for their salvation. Not only is Jesus born for them, but for everyone who receives him by faith, we too can have this gift of life. And just like the shepherds, we need not fear. The reason why? Because born this day in the city of David, there is a Savior, and he is Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. O Lord, on this Christmas morning, 2022, help us to ever so clearly hear the words of the angel. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And so, Lord, we pray that you will protect our exposed and tender souls like steel-toed boots on bare feet. And send your healing grace to soak the parts of our lives that are dry, are cracked, maybe even callous. And then remind us again and again and again and again that you are both with us and that you are for us. And in response, help us to stand firm with you, O Christ. And grant us spiritual victory as you stamp on the serpent's head. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.